With the involvement of Latino Americans and research supporting bilingual education, Congress passed the 1968 Bilingual Education Act, which could decrease retention and raise student achievement. However, 6 years later in California, the first legal challenge against English-only instruction came from Chinese-American communities. In San Francisco, lawyers filed a suit on behalf of Chinese-American children who were instructed in English with no support for learning the language. Such practices, the lawyers argued, violated the Civil Rights Act that barred discrimination on the basis of race and national origins. These children did not have the same opportunities to learn as their English-speaking peers and would fall behind. The court agreed in Lau versus Nicholas, and although the court did not provide a remedy, rather suggesting that children could be instructed in their native language until they acquired English, the ruling lent support for the bilingual education movement.